Today's episode, Pickle Meadows. California State Highway 108, also known as the Sonora Pass Road, is unquestionably one of the most scenic drives, not just in California, but in the entire United States. Travelers along this remote byway are often surprised when they come upon a modern-looking facility complete with apartments, industrial-looking buildings, and a landing strip nestled against the backdrop of majestic Sierra peaks and ridges. This would be the location of the United States Marine Corps' Pickle Meadows Training Camp. The United States Marine Corps began training in the Toyabe National Forest in 1951 during the Korean War. The harsh winter conditions on the Korean Peninsula caught the Leathernecks unprepared, and the Marine Command at Camp Pendleton near San Diego established the Pickle Meadows Training Camp, designating it the Cold Weather Battalion Staging Regiment Training and Replacement Command. The camp immediately began cold weather training for all Marines headed to Korea. In 1952, the Marines quickly built a few temporary buildings and erected about 50 tents for billeting, which were soon replaced with permanent buildings. The facility proved invaluable in preparing the brave Marines for their stoic defense of South Korea. Realizing the relevant training conditions the camp provided, the Marine Corps continued with winter training at Pickle Meadows after the end of the Korean War. By 1963, the facility's missions was expanded to include mountain warfare training for the Leathernecks, and the camp became known as Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center. During the Vietnam War, having most of the camp trainers involved directly in the fighting, the camp was closed in 1967, but reopened in 1976. Today, the Pickle Meadows facility plays an important role in preparing Marines to deal with a wide range of extreme conditions they might face someday. The camp and its soldiers are good neighbors as well, adopting Highway 108 and the surrounding area as their own. Troops can often be seen clearing drainage culverts, cutting brush, policing for trash, and performing other repairs and improvements along the highway. We have much to enjoy here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and I hope the brave men and women who help make our freedom possible are enjoying their time at what may be one of the most scenic military facilities anywhere, located just a few miles west of El Camino Sierra.